You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney. We'll return to this week's topic of thermoelectric generation and find out in a minute how they're helping us to go where no one has gone before. But before then, let's take a look at what's hitting the science headlines this week. Kat, what have you got for us?
Well, here's an interesting one from The Lancet this week. Although deaths from heart disease are falling, it is still a major killer in the UK and other countries around the world. And men are more likely to suffer coronary heart disease than women of the same age. Now, this has often been put down to chaps having an unhealthy lifestyle, you know, drinking, smoking, sitting around watching Match of the Day and eating pies. Obviously, slight generalisation there. But an international team of scientists in Leicester has just published a paper in The Lancet showing that there may actually be a genetic component at work.
So this has to be related to the sex chromosomes, presumably, because you're seeing this male-female dichotomy.
Absolutely. Now, although men and women share almost the same, all the same genes, there's one important difference. As you point out, women have two X chromosomes and men have an X and a Y. Now, there's only a handful of genes on the Y chromosome. It makes around 27 individual proteins. And most of these are thought to be important for sexual development, you know, making men manly. But in recent years, there's been some intriguing links made between this tiny little genetic estate and diseases including HIV and autism. So the scientists decided to analyse the genetic makeup of the Y chromosome in more than 3,000 British men that were involved in three different heart disease studies here in the UK. Now, because Y chromosomes are passed down almost wholesale from father to son, with very little genetic muddling from generation to generation, there's only a limited number of different flavours, or haplogroups, as scientists call them, of Y chromosomes. And because of this, the Y chromosome's actually usually left out of most large-scale genetic studies that look for links between genes and diseases. But in this case, the researchers found that all the men in their study fell into just 9 haplogroups, and 90% of the Y chromosomes came from just 2 different haplogroups. And when they looked at these men and their history of heart disease, they found that men with Y chromosomes from one particular group, this so-called group 1, had a 50% increased risk of developing coronary heart disease than men whose Y chromosomes came from the other haplogroups.
Roughly, Kat, do you know what fraction of the total had that particular risk factor?
Well, it's probably a significant number of men, because 90% of the men they looked at had these two different groups. So it's probably quite a big number of men who would carry this risk factor. But they did think, after a bit more digging, they confirmed that this association wasn't just linked to other risk factors for heart disease, such as lifestyle factors like drinking and smoking or other known biological risk factors. And then when they looked closer at the activity patterns of genes in men from these different haplogroups, they found clear differences between those in the high-risk group and other groups in the activity levels of certain genes involved in inflammation and autoimmune responses. And now we know that both of these are quite important in heart disease.
Indeed. So where do they say we should go from here?
Well, at the moment, this is just an association, although it is the first study to actually robustly uncover an association like this between heart disease and the Y chromosome. Now, a lot more work needs to be done to confirm this and figure out exactly which genes on the Y chromosome are involved in this. But in the future, it could help to lead to new ways to reduce the risk of heart disease or even maybe treat it. And also, because the Y chromosome is passed down wholesale from fathers to sons, it also tells us that in some cases, susceptibility to heart disease may actually be inherited in this way.
Intriguing. Thank you very much, Kat.